It was early March of 2007. The Iraq War was still in full swing, and a group of about 100 anti-war protesters converged on the port of Tacoma, where Army Striker vehicles were being loaded onto ships bound for the Middle East. The raucous demonstrations went on for days. There were arrests, tense standoffs with police and riot gear. Police set up designated protest zones, then issued this directive.
The rules are no backpacks, no purses or bags. That's for our safety.
It's that no backpacks, no large bags rule that protesters say violates their constitutional right to freedom of speech. Doug Honig with the American Civil Liberties Union says you have to remember the designated protest zones were in an industrial area of Tacoma.
These were far away from stores where anybody could get food or water, and that's something that somebody engaged in a lengthy protest reasonably would need.
He says keeping backpacks out had the effect of discouraging protest. The city of Tacoma defends what police did, saying the no backpack rule, which was done for safety reasons, did not actually prevent people from bringing in food and water. As for why this federal civil rights suit has taken so long to get where it is, the ACLU and the city of Tacoma spent years trying to reach a resolution without going to trial. In the end, that didn't happen. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.